Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shavuos Daf Mem Vav, Shavuos 46. Back on the Mishnah on 44b, we learned that Kol Nishban Shebet Torah Nishban V'lo Mishalmim, that in general, all the people take an oath that is biblically required, take an oath and do not have to pay, but there are certain circumstances where they are Nishban V'notlin, where they take an oath and then as a result of that, they get to take the money that they claim they are owed. And one of those cases is the Sakhir, the person who is an employee, a worker. And so the Mishnah says, what are we talking about? How does that happen? Ketzad Amar Lo. If he says, Tain li sichari, if the worker says, give me my money, and the balabayas, the employer, responds, Natati, he says, I already gave it to you. Vahala Omer Lo Natalti. Then the employee responds, no, I never got it. Hu nishba v'notel. Then under those circumstances, the employee gets to nishba v'notel. He gets to take an oath, and as a result of that oath, he gets to take the money and leave. So today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara actually records a variation of that case, where it came before Rav. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Shalchu lei mi bei Rav. They sent, the Chachamim sent from the base midrash of Rav to Shmuel the following question. Nilamdenu Rabbeinu, can you teach us, our Rebbe? They asked Shmuel, what will be the law in the following case? So the Academy of Rav sent to Shmuel, what will be the law in the situation of the following? Uman Omer Shtayim Katzatzti Li, Vahala Omer Lo Katzatzti Lecha Ela Achas, that the craftsman who worked for the Balabayas says, you promised me in return for my work that you would pay me 2 selas. But the Balabayas responds, no, I only promised you 1 selah. So under that circumstance, mi nishba, who is the one who takes an oath? Do we say that under that circumstance, the Balabayas takes an oath and then does not have to pay, like all the other cases of the Torah, where it's nishba, and as a result of that, you are exempt from having to pay? Or do we say that this situation is similar to the case of the Shvua Sachir, where the rabbis made a takana? There we say that the rabbis made the takana because of his tirda, that we say that the employer was too busy with his job, worrying about too many things, to remember if he paid the employee. So do we say that for the same reason here, that he didn't remember exactly how much he had agreed with the Uman, and therefore, as a result of this, we say that the craftsman is the one who gets to swear and take the money as a result of the fact that he says that he isn't being paid what he was promised. So the Gemara says that Shmuel responds to the Academy of Rav, Amar Lahen, Bazo Yishava Balabayas V'yafsid Uman. He says this case is different than the case of the Sachir in our Mishnah, because here we're saying that they have both agreed that he hasn't paid. They're just arguing about the amount. And so we say under this circumstance, the Balabayas, the employer, will get to take an oath, and as a result of this, the Uman will lose, the craftsman will lose, and he will only get to take 1 sela, not 2 selas, if that's what the Balabayas swears. And the reason is, Ketzitza Vadai Midkar Dekirei Inchi. We say that when it comes to a Ketzitza, when it comes to the exact amount of the price that they have established, that he's going to remember, that the Balabayas is going to remember. He might not remember if he paid you, but he'll remember how much he was supposed to pay you. So that is the rule with respect to the case of the Sachir, and the variation as it relates to an Uman versus the Balabayas. The Poskim discuss a variation of this. The Chavas Yoyer was asked about a person who had agreed to take upon himself a lobbying the kingdom, and as a result of this, he was promised a certain amount of money, and he worked very hard for this, and he did a lot of work, but in the end, he was not successful. But not only was he not successful, he now came back, and he asked not only for his money, but he also asked for the expenses that he put out for the job. But he hadn't specified that his expenses would be covered. So what is the baseline? Do we assume that the expenses are supposed to be covered? So the Chavas Yoyer says, of course he is supposed to be paid for the work that he had agreed upon, even though it wasn't successful. But nevertheless, he is not able to recoup the amount he had spent on expenses. And the reason is because this person is a bar das, the person who was hired, he is a person of mind, and it was his job to specify that that he should also be paid for the expenses. And so therefore, since he didn't specify, as a result of this, it's his loss and he should have specified it. So to the Mishpat HaPoalim also rules this way, that he says if a worker has not specified in advance that he's supposed to be entitled to expenses, then it's not the case that he's able to recoup that. Of course, if there's a general business practice, if there's a law in the state that this is the case, that you're entitled to expenses, then obviously that would override it. So then once there's talking about expenses, then the poskim discuss a different situation. The Mishpatei HaTorah discuss a situation where a person who was entitled to recoup his expenses, what happens in a situation where he ends up not having, for example, he's entitled to recover transportation to work, but in the end what he did was he walked to work instead, and it was a very hard thing for him to do. So is he able to get the money instead of the amount that he would have spent on a car by saving it by walking? Is he entitled to that? And so he actually rules that you can get it on that situation. He wants to draw a distinction between somebody who walks and has done extra work, and that person's thereby acquired it, where, as opposed to somebody who just goes for free, where somebody gets a ride with somebody. So there he hasn't actually acquired anything. So that is the distinction he makes. However, not everybody makes that distinction. Some people are of the opinion that Gaon Stern says that since you're of the opinion that if you're entitled to expenses, then you are able to get those expenses unless it's specified that you have to have actually bring in a receipt. But if it's a general case that they cover expenses, then even if you walk, you're able to basically put in for those expenses. That is his ruling.